Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held tomorrow from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died August 22nd at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died Sunday as a result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Tom Thomas Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at his residence. A celebration of life will be held Friday, September 6th, at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday, September 6th, from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Tom Thomas Sharp, 74, of Richland Center.